Hello there, Sean Sheehan here with another UFC preview. This week it's UFC London, Michael Bisping versus Anderson Silva. With the Cowboys rustled up, I'm back at the ranch, and Conor McGregor now fighting Nathan Diaz. It's off to jolly old England for the Ultimate Fighting Championship festivities this weekend, as the O2 Arena in London hosts a pretty good fight night card. Atop that bill, former pound-for-pound king Anderson the Spider Silva takes on Englishman Michael Bisping in what has taken years to come together, even though both men were constantly highly ranked. The main reason for that was Anderson Silva's reign as champion. After spells in Japan and England, Silva brought his talents to the UFC in 2006 and beat Chris Leben in his debut to earn himself a title shot. Then, against Rich Franklin, Silva viciously thumped the former schoolteacher in under 3 minutes in the first of what would end in 11 successive title fight victories. In that period, names like Demian Maia, Chael Sonnen, Vitor Belfort and Dan Henderson were defeated by Silva, while light heavyweight fights against James Irvin, Forrest Griffin and Stefan Bonner also went his way. That streak, though, came to a shuddering halt in July of 2013 when Silva was brutally knocked out by Chris Weidman for tragically breaking his leg in a rematch. Upon his return from that injury, Silva defeated Nick Diaz, but the fight was since deemed a no contest due to both men failing drug tests, the punishment for which ends just in time for this London bout. Like Silva, Bisping has had a long 8-year career in the UFC with plenty of success, although none as of yet at the very top level. Having made his debut 4 days before Anderson Silva, Bisping entered the UFC as a light heavyweight winner of The Ultimate Fighter and took his professional record to 14-0 with subsequent wins over Elvis Inicic and Matt Hamill. In his 15th outing, Bisping lost a close decision to Rashad Evans before moving down to middleweight. There, he quickly became a ranked contender and sustained it over the years with wins over the likes of Dennis Kang, Chris Leben, Jason Miller and Brian Stann. It was the losses, though, that have somewhat defined Bisping's career thus far. Chael Sonnen, Vitor Belfort and Luke Rockhold have all defeated Bisping and went on to fight for the UFC title, while he still awaits his shot 34 fights deep in his career. That fight with Silva could well be the ticket there. With two fighters well into their careers, there really isn't much we don't know about their respective games apart from the level of depreciation since their last outings. Silva's a fighter who has always based his game around movement, elusiveness, accuracy and power. His attacks are almost all striking best and usually come after an initial period of low output data grabbing to begin the fight. Feints, quick jabs, powerful hooks, stinging straight kicks and bruising orthodox kicks are Silva's main weapons and, to be utilised on the counter, they're usually accompanied by low hands and brilliant head movement. Elsewhere, Silva has good but not great takedown defence, while he's extremely dangerous submissions once it hits the floor. Bisping, similarly, is striking first, orientated fighter, but in a much different way. Unlike Silva, Bisping keeps his hands up and likes to come forward striking in a more orthodox fashion. He has a nice jab, strong hooks, useful kicks, and throws them all very well in combination. With a very strong cardio base, the high output striking is usually how Bisping gets his wins, with power not being his greatest asset. Over the years, his wrestling has greatly improved and is at a point where, apart from a few obvious exceptions, he is more likely to take someone down and hold them there than vice versa. As I alluded to earlier, the current levels of both men is the only unknown in this fight. If we were to go on past exploits at a level close to both men at their best, Anderson Silva would win this fight 7 days a week and twice on Sunday. Unfortunately, both men are a bit away from that point right now. Silva, through losses, knockouts, injuries, drug test failures and inactivity, is now a shadow of his former self, while Bisping seems to have slightly slowed and has taken a bit of damage, but on the other side is craftier than ever. From that point of view, you'd have to say Bisping is closer to his best than Anderson is. For me though, Anderson's still ahead. For Bisping to win, it would take a serious deterioration in the defensive abilities of Silva, even from the post-injury fight with Nick Diaz. A fight which is tough to gauge his current game off of because of how close it came to the injury. Because of his lack of a knockout blow, Bisping would have to walk Silva down, catch him clean round after round, and not walk onto shots himself. For me, I don't think that's possible. I see Silva being slow to start, but putting on a good show once he realises that Bisping is slower than him to the punch and his game to trade. Expect a lot of leg and head kicks from Silva, while in the end the combinations on the counter should do the trick. Don't expect the underdogs in Silva on Saturday, but do expect a fun fight and a big finish. Outside of that main event, this card isn't jam-packed with excellence, but there are some interesting people involved. Featured on the main card is tri-star trained Englishman Tom Breese, who is turning into a big prospect at welterweight, while the fights between Gegard Mousasi and Talas Lettis, Cisco Rivera and Brad Pickett, and Aaron Lanlon and Yatsi Medza should all be entertaining. For Irish fans though, it's Norman Park's bout with Hustam Havilov that stands out. Hailing from Bushmills in Antrim, Park is the longest serving Irish fighter currently in the UFC, having made his Octagon debut in 2012 following stint on a season of The Ultimate Fighter, which he ended up winning. In his 8 UFC fights, Park has a record of 5-2-1 and will be hoping to move towards the lightweight top 15 with a win over the highly touted Khabilov. From Dagestan, Russia, but training out of the world-class Jackson Wincott Gym in Albuquerque, New Mexico, Khabilov actually made his debut on the same day as Park. In the 3 years since then, he has made 5 appearances inside the octagon, winning the first 3 fights, but losing the last 2 to Benson Henderson and Adriano Martins, respectively. As fighters, despite their differing backgrounds, they have a very similar approach to the game. On the feet, both men are technically solid boxing-style strikers, while fence work, throws and dominating on the ground is huge for both men. From that respect, this one should be very even and will probably be a hard slog over 3 rounds, with whoever can win the strength and technique battle in the clinch coming out on top. Expect plenty of grappling against the cage, some knee trips, and maybe even a trip to Suplex City. My full fight picks are Silva over Bisping, Musasi over Lettuce, Breeze over Nakamura, Rivera over Pickett, and on the undercard I have Amerikani, Grant, Askham, Allen, Khabilov, Dano, Guti, and Svensson. My bet of the week is Anderson Silva in either rounds 1, 2, or 3 at 11-10. That's all from me. Thank you for listening. Enjoy the fights.